Inside on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts with offices in Iowa and Nebraska. It's realestateconcepts.net. And Iowa Computer Repair. You want your computer to work? That's what they do. IowaComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Hour, coming to you from the shores, the Gulf shores, as a matter of fact, of Anna Maria Island. And with us is Deborah Wing. She is the president of the Anna Maria Island Chamber of Commerce, established way back in 1949. Deborah, welcome to the Business News Hour. I'm anxious to learn more about what it is that goes on your island.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here today with you.
So tell us a little bit about this. I understand the island is, what, 7.5 miles long and a mile and a half? Wow.
That's exactly it. 7.5 miles long of uninterrupted beach. Yes, it's a beautiful place.
It is a beautiful place. And you hail originally from Minnesota.
I do.
See, we've got a little bit in common. Got
the, yes, got the Midwestern thing.
That's right. So tell us about, this seems to be a vacation paradise. Lots of people come here. And while I've been here over the past week, I've heard people say, well, you know, it's not like it used to be, and nothing ever is like it used to be, and it's just not like the old days. I imagine there are growing pains when you go from the 19th century to the 21st century.
There are always growing pains, you know. Obviously, this island started out as a place where some wealthy people were able to come by boat and enjoy it. And as they came here way back in the 1800s, late 1800s, they realized they had no infrastructure. And they thought about, how are we going to get that infrastructure? Some of the original founders of the islands, like the Holmeses, that a city is named after, how are we going to get that? And they just decided, we will have tourists come. And with the tourists will come the infrastructure. So as much as there are growing pains about how the island grows and about development, you know, without that tourism and without that development, we don't have the infrastructure we need. It's why we have grocery stores on the island now and doctors on the island now and dentists and as well as places that cater to tourism. And all of it thrives here.
About how many people live on Anna Maria Island?
There's about 9,000 to 11,000 people, depending on when you're looking at the data from, that are on this island.
Wow. And so this infrastructure has changed over time. One of the things I think that is really unique about the island is the fact that you don't have very many chain stores. And I think that's something I've heard from the locals. They don't necessarily want that. They want mom and pop.
They definitely want mom and pop. That's what keeps it unique. You know, we our businesses here are all family run for the most part. And many of those families also reside on this island. And so it is a mom and pop. When you go in there, chances are you're going to meet the owner sitting there behind the desk, serving the ice cream, making the coffee, cooking the food. That's what we love about it. It gives you that community feel for the residents and visitors when they walk in to feel like they're part of a community.
How does that work? I mean, so many tourists come here, so they are short-term residents of your community. Are they sometimes expecting more? Are they coming? Are they getting exactly what they expect with the low-key, the free trolley, by the way, that runs up and down your main street here, the bicycle paths, all these kinds of things? That's why they come?
I think so. The advertising that we do really caters to families now. That is sort of our niche. And we're not a Daytona Beach. We're not a, you know, Miami, Florida. We're small, unique, down-home place with a community feel. And the people, the way the advertising is, they know that when they're coming.
As a matter of fact, you mentioned Daytona Beach. I just talked to a woman yesterday who's clerking at a store here on the island, and she said she's been here since April. I said, where'd you come from? Daytona Beach. She said, you know, it was just getting out of hand. This is much more my speed.
So to go back to your question about, you know, the growth and the change, that's it depends on who you're asking. Because some people have been here for 20 years and they feel, compared to where they're experiencing growth and change, this has remained untouched. If you're a resident that's been here for 50 plus years, you feel like it's growing faster. The, you know, congestion is getting to be more than what you were used to when you were in your 40s or 30s. And now as people are getting older, getting to that doctor appointment isn't as easy with all the cars, especially if it's 3 and over, sort of as the friendly chamber, because you do have that person-to-person feel about the chamber. You walk in and they know each other, and we're a strong chamber in members using members. And that's really what helps keep us thriving, especially through hard times.
Sure. And sometimes those hard times do come. I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you a little bit about what happened during and after the recession. Was that also a difficult time here economically on Anna Maria Island?
You know, for this island, the recession, we always say that it missed us. Because the tourists were still traveling and people were still coming, and many times we were seeing record numbers compared to other places that are more severely hit by recession. Our issues are more situational. If people know that a hurricane's coming, it definitely affects us, because you're in Minnesota and you say, oh, if a hurricane's going to hit Tampa, and people think that that's all of Florida. It's Florida, you know, where we could be completely dry and it's over on the East Coast. Things like the Zika virus that get really overplayed by the media for whatever reasons, I don't know. It's no worse here than anywhere else where you would have mosquitoes. We really don't have many cases here, and none in here on this island. Miami, I think, is where they experienced a couple of them.
But at the same time, you always do have about 82 degrees and sunshine.
Always 82 and sunshine, yes. And so
it must be really boring to be a meteorologist here.
Exactly. We've had probably, I think, 3 months straight of sunshine, so.
Fine. Thank you very much for spending some time with us. I really do appreciate this. Again, we've been coming here for some time, and all of us with the Greater Des Moines Partnership, some 23 chambers, 6,000 members, are proud to showcase a little bit of the Anna Maria Island Chamber of Commerce. Thank you, Deborah.
Thank you, and I hope your listeners will come and visit us sometime.
There you go. You know, my bride said, you shouldn't be so loud about all this stuff. We like it the way it is.
Yes.
Have you heard that before?
Yeah, we were considered the best-kept secret, and now everybody jokes that we're not a secret anymore, and that's just fine with us.
All right. Deborah Wing, ladies and gentlemen, she is the president of the Anna Maria Island Chamber of Commerce. Thanks again.
Thank you. Just let me hear some more.